David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's the Sandman.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'm your host. It's so great to be with you this morning, and it's raining. It's okay. We need it. Enjoy it. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. That's right. They call me that because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week on your local radio station. That's because I am a financial advisor and a practicing California attorney. Yes, I passed that bar. We're broadcasting live right now out of our studio right here in downtown Oakland, California. So proud of my city here. So if you have a question about something that just happened to you and you don't know what to do, or maybe you're having some trouble figuring out about taxes. Let's face it, government shutdown may shut down again in a couple weeks. What are you going to do about your tax return? Are they going to receive them? Will you get your refund back in time? These are all great questions. So if you have a question, you can call me right now. This is my number, 866-PROTECT. Listen to that number. That's what I do. I protect your assets. 866-PROTECT. If you have a question, give us a call right now. Or you can always tweet me 24 hours a day. That's the beautiful thing about Twitter. At PYA Radio. That's right, Protect Your Assets Radio. PYA Radio, anytime you like. And I love those questions. We, in fact, read them off during the week. If you have something you want to hear about, tweet it in. Are you the kind of person that hates to be late? Do you feel a sense of pride when you get things done on time? Well, then, you're going to love this show today. I couldn't believe it. I learned a lot of things this week putting this together for you. There's these key dates this year in 2019. I mean, there were so many of them, I couldn't believe it. So just when you thought you could retire and not worry about any more deadlines, the good news is I'm going to do all that heavy lifting for you today. From the deadline to apply for Medicare to the 2019 tax deadlines and things that are coming to you through this new tax code to various retirement deadlines you must meet to avoid penalties and paying extra taxes.
Happy time, 珍贵.
You must meet these dates to avoid the penalties. So this is one show you cannot afford to miss because we've got you covered. Now, let's get started. This has been another week for Wall Street on the positive side. 6 weeks in a row, in fact. Let me read you some statistics. January, which we just concluded, this was the best January we've seen in 30 years. Think about that. The best in 30 years. So for those of you who called in December and you were worried, what did the Sandman say? Hang in there because we saw some good gains this month. In fact, listen to these numbers. The Dow was up 7.9% in 1 month. The S&P up 7.2%, and the NASDAQ, get this, up 9.7% in a month. Beautiful. So I like that. For the week, the Dow finished up 1.32, S&P up 1.57, NASDAQ up 1.38. So another good week. People want to know what's coming in the future. Well, hold on, relax. When stocks don't report well, we have some negative news like Caterpillar, which is a great indicator of economic growth, was down 9% in a day on Monday, and that's what hurt the Dow. But if you're going to keep seeing that, you're going to see things where the market will rally up, and then you'll have some bad news, and it's going to come back down again. It's just the way we are right now. These levels, That's what happens. So we have to look at the economy to figure out what the future looks like. And so I have to say, Friday's job report was pretty good. 304,000 new jobs created in January. That's a lot of new jobs. Unemployment ticked up a little bit at 4%, but still very healthy. So according to a lot of Wall Street people, the chance of a recession right now is sitting at about 26% in the next 12 months. So it's creeped up a little bit, 26%. I don't think there's going to be one, so I'll just tell you that right now. But there is one coming at some point in the future. I'll just say it's over 12 months. S&P 500, what's my target this year? Where is it going to go? 2850, that's my prediction. 2850 on the S&P 500. So you got about a little over 5% from where we are right now to go. Do you want to ride that? It's kind of like riding the wave, isn't it? When do you jump off? Where's the shore? I want to grind out. Fed is going to be patient. This is what helped the market this week. There's some catalysts out there that when they happen, bam, good things happen. So what happened this week? Well, Powell said that he was going to be patient on raising rates and selling more treasuries. The autopilot switch has been turned off. And the market liked hearing that and rallied. So that's one piece of news we needed to see, which we've been talking about. We also need to see this China deal done. When do I think that's going to happen? Well, there is a March 1st deadline, remember? Yes. So I think it's a pretty good chance we get it done by that time. And if we do, get ready, because that will be the next catapult up. Now, I think February will probably be a little bit sloppy. Earnings season is wrapping up. And they're looking pretty good overall, but things are definitely slowing down. So February will probably be a little slow. But again, if this trade deal happens at any time during this month, expect more upside. And then it's just a really good question. So what should you be buying right now? Really good question. Apple. Apple grew their service businesses by, get this, 19%. And this helped their revenue quite a bit. In fact, the non-iPhone revenue is growing, and this helped the stock quite a bit. So the stock is still off the price target. A lot of analysts out there are saying $195, $200 a share. That's the price target out there in 12 months. Stocks trade in the mid-160s. So you have some good upside there. And they beat estimates by a penny last week when they reported. They did say there was a slowdown, of course. A lot of people are saying that because of China. But once that's over, it's over. And so they saw a 27% drop in their China sales year over year. But outside of China, this service business is growing, and that could be the future for Apple. So not a bad idea if you're thinking about it. And also Amex. I like Amex. This is the day of the A's today. They're paying a 9% dividend, and the stock has some decent upside as well. So take a look at some of those. Still some values out there to be had. You just have to know where to look. Now, what do I expect next week? You're going to see more earnings coming out. And again, you have to pay attention to what these corporations are saying about their earnings, because that is a signal for the future stock market this year. And a lot of them are taking their earnings down, but they're still positive overall. So that's good. And so this week we're going to see Disney, GM, Twitter, to name a few, that are going to be reporting. And so we're going to want to pay attention to some of those. And Tuesday, I always like to look at the ISM Manufacturing Index. Why? That shows how we're producing. And if producing is still growing overall, then that's good for the market. It doesn't signal a recession. But if that slows down, if it goes below one of our key indicators, then I'll be talking about that next week. So pay attention to that Manufacturing Index. And then Wednesday, we have Fed Chair Powell speaking again. And as long as he keeps the tone about the same, which is I'm not expecting to do much, and we're going to talk about it and think about it and probably not raise rates. I think that's what's going to happen this year. Remember, last year they were talking about the Fed raising rates at least 3 times this year, and the market didn't like that at all. And so we saw an abrupt shift in the Fed mentality this past week, and that's what really the market really liked it. It got excited about that. And so as long as they don't raise rates or talk about raising rates, keep rates the way they are, I think this market could go higher. And so that's good. That's good overall for stocks. Now, when we come back, I want to talk to you about a deadline that's coming up in March. You don't want to miss this deadline, because if you do, it can be very expensive for you. So find out what it is, and then I'm going to talk to you about if you have stocks in your 401k plan, company stock in your 401k, I figured out a great way to pay 0% capital gain tax. You heard me right, 0% capital gains tax. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So stay with me. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Are you the kind of person that hates being late? Do you feel a sense of pride when you get things done on time? Well, then you're going to love this show today, because I'm laying out these key deadline dates for 2019 that you need to know about, because just when you thought you could retire and not worry anymore about deadlines, the good news is we're going to do all the heavy lifting for you this morning. So start right out with the deadline to apply for Medicare. Now, Medicare is incredible. I see this every week. In fact, I saw it yesterday. I had a couple come in. They want to retire a little bit earlier. They're going to have COBRA for their health insurance, and COBRA is expensive. So we started looking at what it's going to cost per month, and it was like $1,400 a month for this couple. That's a lot of money. But once they get on Medicare and then connect with a PPO plan that they're interested in, which, by the way, we do that kind of work as well. So if you're interested in healthcare, call us up and run a quote by. But in any event, it's going to drop significantly by like $700 a month. It's tremendous. So this Medicare deadline is super important. And this is the start of Medicare's general enrollment period. So if you miss signing up for Medicare when you turn 65 or during what's called your special enrollment period, what does that mean? For people who had group coverage beyond age 65, you can sign up during the general enrollment period that runs from, get this, January 1st until the deadline, write it down, March 31st. March 31st, you're done. You're cut off. So do it now. When will your coverage start? Your coverage will start July 1st. So if you plan for this well, starting July 1st, you could save a bunch of money. Now, January 15th, if you are paying estimated taxes for 2018, I hope you paid your fourth quarter payment, because it was due January 15th. If you didn't, pay it now, with you're going to have a little penalty. Anyway, as you start working on your 2018 tax return, we did a whole show on this. You're going to want to go back and listen to my podcast, LibertyGroupLLC.com. LibertyGroupLLC.com. Click on the listen now. It's towards the bottom of the page. Or you can go to PYA Radio. That stands for ProtectYourAssetsRadio.com. PYARadio.com. You'll see a podcast. Second week show for January. We talked about taxes. I had Mark Dinkle, the tax man, on, walking you through the new form. You don't want to miss this. Anyway, as you consider doing your 2018 tax return, consider whether you should adjust withholdings this year. Why? Because tax reform lowered your tax rates. So you may have paid more, had more withheld in 2018 than you needed to. So if so, check to see if you should withhold less for 2019. And what is this going to do? It's going to put more money in your pocket. And what should you do with that money? Do what I told you to do on the first show of the year. Put that into your retirement account. You found new money, put it in the retirement account. Don't go spend it on a new set of Beats. Put it in the retirement account. January 31st. This was just last week. By this date, all 1099. So if you're an employer, you had to have all your 1099 and W-2 forms out. And then once you receive those forms, review them closely because there could be errors on there. If there is, you need to get them fixed before you go file. The month of April also comes with its own set of deadlines. Of course, we know April 15th is the one that sticks out in everyone's mind because it's tax day. But get this, if you turned 70 and a half in 2018, this is amazing. I just learned this. If you turned 70 and a half in 2018, you should verify that you meet the RMD for last year. Because if you didn't, I'm going to save you right now. Because if you get it wrong, you can pay a 50% penalty. So say you were supposed to take out $30,000 and you didn't take it out. That's 15 grand of penalty. Still got to take the 30 out and pay 15 grand of penalty and pay ordinary income tax on top of that. So you're going to get taxed badly. But get this, April 1st is a very important deadline. If you turn 70 and a half in 2018, April 1st this year is the deadline to take your first RMD, meaning you're not going to get hit with that 50% penalty. This excites me because this is like a hall pass. For those of you who missed it, you have a hall pass until April 1st to take it because you're a first timer. It's called a one-time extension on your RMD. But remember, you must take them going forward every single year or you're going to get hit with that 50% penalty. Now, how do you calculate it right now? I'm going to help you. To figure out this very first RMD, if you turned 70 and a half in 2018 and missed it, you can take it out before April 1st, 2019. And here's what you do. Go back and look at your statement on, say, your IRA account or your 401k. Go back to December 31st of 2017. You heard me correctly. December 31st of 2017. Look at the balance. What was it worth? And then you want to divide it by the life expectancy factor. Where do you find that? Write this down. IRS publication 590-B. IRS publication, you can Google it. IRS publication 590-B will give you that divisor factor. So you take the balance, you divide it by that divisor factor, and that's how much money you need to take out before April 1st. Okay, if you need help with this, I'll give you a second and I'll tell you how to do that. If you turned 70 and a half in 2019, you might consider taking your first RMD this year. Why? By delaying the first RMD to next year, you're going to have to take both the first and the second RMDs next year, which means that'll all be taxed as ordinary income. So if you're going to retire this year and maybe you'll have no income next year, that may make sense. And on our software, we use this eMoney financial planning software. We can run that for you and show you the difference between making that decision and what it's going to cost you, how it could inure to your benefit. But you need to check it out. Speaking of retirement, are you nervous about the market? Are you feeling anxious about retirement? What if you didn't have to be nervous or anxious? What if you could just have clarity? How would it make you feel if you had complete confidence in your plan and that everything was going to work out okay, regardless of the stock market? I mean, let's face it. I had a lot of people who were concerned in December. December was concerning because now with the market at these all-time highs, when it drops, and it drops significantly, it happens really quickly and there's nothing you can do about it. So people get really nervous about that, particularly now. I mean, it just kind of feels like we're running around on fumes in a way, doesn't it? You're just wondering when the next shoe's going to drop. But confidence comes from knowing that you have a strong plan, a written plan. Have you done a plan? If you missed my first show this year, you really have to go check out our podcast. You can go to Liberty Group LLC.com or PYAradio.com, and you can look at our first show of the year, because in the first show of the year, we broke down how do you develop your own budget, your own plan. A lot of people just don't know how to do that or take the time to do it. I'll tell you what, it's raining outside right now. You really have nothing else to do, right? I mean, I know you're busy, but why do you want to go out in that traffic and slippery roads. You just hit the brake when it's greasy and you're going to slide and hit something. So just stay home right now. Go listen to our first show and put together your plan. It's a fresh start. It's February. We're just starting off again. So what's your excuse? You don't have one. All right, let's do it. Hope is not a plan. A plan is a plan. We can show you how it could be possible to retire with more income. You heard me right. There is more income in there than you're thinking about right now. There's more confidence through looking at our exclusive, this is exclusive, on-track retirement review process. As part of your on-track retirement review, we'll run a retirement income analysis to see how you can maximize your income in retirement. Think about that. There may be assets sitting there, like maybe stock in your 401k plan, that you could treat a little bit differently and pay less in taxes and put more income in your pocket. You just don't know how to do it because you don't do this every day. That's what we do. What it means to you is that now you can focus on enjoying retirement instead of worrying about falling short or falling short and then worrying about it after. So remove the gray area, wondering if you're going to have enough to last. Take action now. Request your on-track retirement review by calling this number right now, 866-PROTECT. If you don't have a rock-solid written income plan, call 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT for your on-track retirement review with our team here at the Liberty Group. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, what's a key retirement deadline that you must meet if you have stock in your 401k? This is incredible. Think about this. You may have stock your company gave you. It's sitting in your 401k. And when you get ready to retire, you have one chance. Because if you get this wrong, you miss it. You have one chance to pay 0% capital gain tax. You heard me right. 0% capital gain tax if you do this right, but you must do it right. I'm really excited to talk to you about this. This will be coming up, so keep it right here. Find out what you need to know about this. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're going to need this because I'm going to be throwing a lot of dates at you this segment. So listen, all right, here we go. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And I'll say this weekend, you probably tuned into the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life, while other shows are busy talking about the annuity or stock of the week or expensive collection of mutual funds. We help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. So thank you for your questions. Today is no exception. If you're just joining us here on Protect Your Assets, I'm going over the important deadlines that you need to pay attention to in 2019. It took us a lot of work this week to put these together so you can avoid penalties and extra taxes. We've got your back. So September 15th, this is the deadline to pay your estimated quarterly tax for the third quarter for 2019. So write that down. September 30th, by this date, If you're worried about Medicare, you should receive an annual notice of change from your Medicare Advantage Part D prescription drug plan. So if you've wondered about that, what it means, give us a call. This is what we do. We talk about these things. Carefully review the notice to learn about any changes in cost or coverage that will take effect January 1st. 866-PROTECT. That's my number. If you inherited an IRA from an owner, this is super important. So let me slow down. If you had somebody who passed away, say this year, and you inherit their IRA, so you may have someone in your family who's sick. If you do right now, I'm really sorry. And I know this happens. Your parents pass away, and then you wonder, what do I do? And I get calls from this all the time. People who are sick, who are paying tons of money in medical care and want to know how they can avoid that or pay less. That's what we do. 866-PROTECT. We protect your assets. Don't spend more than you have to. But if you inherit your mom or dad's IRA, this is the deadline, September 30th, to split up the inherited IRA into multiple beneficiaries. What does that mean? Let's say on your IRA it says you, Sally, as one of the beneficiaries, your brother Johnny, and your other sister Jane. All three of you are named on that IRA. What must you do? Well, before September 30th, you must, if you want to take advantage of this, it's called a stretch IRA, you must split that account up into all three of you if that's the way it went, meaning you each have your own inherited IRA account. And then what that means is when you take your required minimum distribution, which you must take, by the way, that year as well, you can base it on your life expectancy. Why do you want to do that? Well, let's say that Jane is 28 and brother John is 42. The RMD for Jane is a lot less than brother John. And if brother John's the oldest and you don't do what I'm talking about, guess what? You're going to be paying taxes based on brother John. And Jane gets punished that way. It's not good for Jane. So do this and do it by September 30th. Otherwise, you miss this critical deadline. October 15th, if you filed an extension to turn in your 2018 tax return, time's up. Uncle Sam wants your return and they want it right then and there, October 15th. Remember, if you're going to file late for an extension, that's fine. You have to pay your current taxes by April 15th. Medicare open enrollment. Now, for those of you planning on retiring this year, I had a couple in yesterday. She's going to retire in about a month. And she's so happy about it, she can't wait to go to her boss and say, see ya. In fact, listen to this. Her husband said that they told him that it would be expected that he work 90 days more once he gave notice. You don't have to do that. This is a right-to-work state. Remember, I'm an attorney. So what does that mean? It means you can quit tomorrow. You don't owe them anything. It's nice to give them time so they can have someone come in. You can help train them. But you don't have to. Right to work. See ya. Bye. So if you're going to go see ya, bye, and you're going to use COBRA for a few months, Medicare open enrollment begins from October 15th through December 7th. So write that down. So let's say you're planning on stopping work, say mid-April, like this couple was, then you're going to pay your COBRA for a few months, and then your open enrollment will start October 15th, and then your coverage will begin effective January 1st, 2020. Do you understand? I'll go over it one more time. October 15th is the date you file for your Medicare. If you're 65 or older, are you going to be close to 65? File. I always recommend do it 60 days before your 65th birthday. 60 days. Call them up and get in there and make an appointment. Sign up for Medicare. It's going to save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month. It's worth it. Do it. It's yours. You paid for it. If you're listening to our show right now, chances are it's because you're trying to get some answers about your retirement. Pronto. Have you thought about how much income you're going to need for retirement and where it's going to come from? Do you have a written income plan to ensure that you have more than enough money coming in each and every month? Hope is not a plan. A plan is a plan, and we can show you how it may be possible to retire with more income and more confidence through our exclusive on-track retirement review process. As part of your on-track retirement review process, We run a retirement income analysis to see how you can maximize your income in retirement. What this means to you is you can focus on enjoying retirement instead of worrying about falling short. Remove the gray area wondering if you're going to have enough to last. Take action now. Get your own on track retirement review complimentary by calling this number, 866-PROTECT. If you don't have a rock solid written income plan, call 866-PROTECT. That's 866-PROTECT for your on track retirement review. Have you retired early? Or are you planning on retiring early and trying to figure out how to handle health insurance? November 1st, in most states, early retirees who buy health insurance offered on exchanges under the Affordable Care Act, which is still the law, by the way, you can start to shop for coverage for 2020 starting on November 1st. Now, this will last through December 15th. Once December 15th comes, you're done. All right, so write that down. November 1st, if you're already on a plan and you want to start shopping, November 1st is your shopping date. Now, how do you shop? Call 866-PROTECT. We do this. So you can call us and we'll run some quotes for you. You can call your friend. Compare. Are we better? Call. December 7th. December 7th is Medicare's open enrollment period end date. I'm telling you, there's a lot of dates here. December 7th, Medicare's open enrollment period ends, meaning if you don't get it done by December 7th, you're not going to get it. You're going to have to wait another year, and it's going to cost you more money. More money. We don't want that. December 15th, that's the ACA's open enrollment period. That's when that ends. So the Medicare is December 7th, ACA is December 15th. By year end, you must have your RMDs done out of your retirement accounts. But don't wait till the last minute. I recommend you consider December 15th as a hard stop for taking your RMD. If this is the first year you're taking your required minimum distribution out of your retirement accounts, do yourself a favor. Set December 15th as the hard line date that you've talked to your financial advisor, that you've signed papers, and you know the money's in the mail. If you're worried about that, you can start that process right now. Fail to take the RMD in time, and guess what? You're going to get hit with a 50% penalty. 50% penalty. December 31st, any last minute tax moves to shave your 2019 tax tab needs to be made by December 31st. December 31st is also the deadline to make your 401k contribution or do a Roth conversion for 2019. Also, be sure you've made any charitable donations you want to count for 2019 tax purposes. And if you want to use the annual gift tax exclusion, meaning you're allowed to give people $15,000 to lower your estate tax, make sure you do that and write on that check, gift 2019, and do it by December 31st. Do you consider yourself open-minded? Maybe you're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good about the stock market. I mean, let's face it. We just had the best January we've seen in over 30 years. Stock market's up 6 weeks in a row. Gains are up over 7% in a month. That's your sign. You think there's no need to change? Nothing bad's really happened yet? We'll stop and think for a moment. Remember December 24th? That was a scary day, wasn't it? And remember what Jack Welch said. Remember Jack, CEO of GE, made GE one of the best companies in the world before the latest, won't say it, took over? He said this, and I think about this all the time, change before you have to. If you're just sitting around comfortably numb, change before you have to. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can do. I've seen this happen over and over again with people who are in retirement or trying to retire. It's just like this. You're going to go out and drive right now in the rain, or maybe you're driving around right now. Is your seatbelt on? Because let's face it, it's not going to be your fault. You're going to hit that brake. You're going to hit a grease patch because all that rubber's on the road, and you're going to slide. And you're going to slide right into a barrier, into a car. It's just going to happen. It's not your fault. You have ABS. You have the good tires. Should work. Maybe you have four-wheel drive. It's going to happen. Someone out there, it's going to happen to. If you put your seatbelt on after that crash, is it going to do any good? No, your face is going to hit the windshield, you silly person. So put the seatbelt on and don't rely just on the airbag if you have one. It's just like being prepared for the inevitable market pullback, which is going to come. So if you're preparing for your income now, then that's good. But if you're not, it's like waiting to put the seatbelt on until after the car accident. It's not going to do you any good. You need to get in front of this right now while the markets are high and keep more of what's yours before something bad happens. Because if you don't do this, this could derail your plans. You're listening to me right now. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on track, wondering if you'll have enough to end up financially secure to travel all those trips you want to take and freedom. You can do this, but you must help yourself. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, other savings account, you could just have it sitting in the bank. And you want to develop your own income plan, maybe even make it tax-free. For the first 10 callers right now, you're going to get your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan. This is a life plan created just for you for no charge. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. My team is waiting to hear from you right now, 866-PROTECT. If you're getting closer to retirement, don't go it alone. Getting the right advice can mean the difference between more income and pain. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Now it's time for a quick break, but when I come back, I'm going to discuss what's a key retirement deadline that you must meet if you have stock in your 401k. You're only going to get one shot at this. Find out how to pay 0% capital gains tax. That's right, 0%. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Final chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to libertygroupllc.com and click on attend an event. That's libertygroupllc.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You can retire when you want to. You can control your destiny and have enough income to last the rest of your life if and only if you have the right plan. And this doesn't happen by accident. That happens only if you take action. So we have some really great ideas we'd like to share with you in a live dinner presentation, where we will buy you dinner and sit with you and talk to you and answer your questions. And it's a lot of fun. So go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. You can click on attend an event. And we have a couple upcoming next February the 7th down in Mountain View. And then February 12th in Santa Clara. You can register right there on the website. So just click the register button. Bring in as many friends as you want. And we'll love to see you there. Again, it's libertygroupllc.com. Attend an event. Click the button. Want to wish a happy birthday to Trish Franklin, Steve Grimm, Janet Landles, Richard Schnell, Bill Gould, and John Filson. Hope you guys all have a great birthday. Now, on today's show, we've been sharing a very important topic to you for 2019. These are the dates. There's all these dates that you have to know about. It's really incredible. If you don't get these right, you just pay penalties. So if you have company stock in your 401k, I see this a lot. A lot of people around here have stock because that's one way that the companies can reward you without giving you cash because they don't have it. So they give you stock and they put it in your 401k. But the way you get that stock can have really big tax consequences. And that's why I'm kind of excited to talk to you about this, because this is something that a lot of people just blow. And get this, you can qualify for 0% capital gains tax on your company stock if you do this right. You heard me right, 0%. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. This is free money we're talking about now. It's something called NUA. So how does this NUA process work when you leave your employer? Because maybe you're thinking about leaving right now. You're thinking about retiring. I saw this week. Several people came in here this week and they said, I'm done. Market's at a nice point. It's rallied back up again. I've had enough work. I'm working so hard. I'm stressed out. I even had one person I met with last week. She's taking a month off because it's too stressful for her. I hate seeing people go through that. You don't need that. So if you can retire, why don't you? And let's face it, if you have a lot of stock sitting in your 401k and you can get that for 0% tax to make it even better when you can retire, why wouldn't you do that instead of paying 40% taxes? That's right. It could be that much. So there's lots of costly mistakes in this NUA process, and not everyone should do NUAs. And if you do, make sure you follow a strict protocol to avoid the taxes and penalties that can pound you. So I'm going to give you some basic steps right now on how to do this. But remember, I have a tax CPA in my office with over 20 years of experience, the tax man. He's on my team, and he's happy to help you with this. He's an expert in this area. Here's the basic steps. Get ready to write this down. First, you want to request that your retirement plan distribute the shares of your stock to a taxable non-qualified account. Write that down. If you have mutual funds left over in your retirement account, you're going to roll those over to a qualified or an IRA account. There are two different tax statuses, and you have to maintain that tax status or you blow this. And believe me, we've yelled at several people many times because they don't understand what I'm talking about. Next, pay the ordinary income tax on the cost basis of the stock. You're going to have to pay it on the cost basis, but now we're talking about the gain. The converted stock share are now taxed at the capital gains rate. And if you've designed your income to where it's low because now you're not working anymore, it could be 0%. That's right, 0%. Now, there's some other pitfalls to avoid with an NUA strategy. The 401k must be completely rolled out before 2019 is over, or you're going to blow the NUA status. So don't wait till December to do this. Call us now, 866-PROTECT. State income taxes need to be taken into consideration, and California is expensive, so maybe think about moving to another state. Employer plans may offer creditor protection that a basic brokerage account may not. But remember, we're lawyers and we can show you how to protect your assets. Listen, with the massive changes to the tax code, which start now, the best thing you can do is to plan smart. And that's what we do with our clients proactively. If you want to pay less taxes, I have a CPA on my team, 3 estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial advisors right here in my office who want to work with you to understand your options. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, get your money back. This is your money. Stop paying so much and stop complaining about it. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Protect. Let us help you. Help me help you. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all the fabulous producers in the studio, Matt, Dora, Valerie, Allison, Jordan, Hayden, and yes, Nico, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328.
Please turn on your magic beam, Mr.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.